9 and it's Foster Care Fortnight, a national campaign to help raise the profile of fostering and to show how it can transform the lives of looked after children in the district. Our reporter Nikki Patrick went to meet Cindy from Red Hill to find out more about what it's like to be a foster carer.
Well, I fell into it purely by accident. I actually have a good knowledge of the care system because I was also a looked after child, and then went on to have a family and children. And I was working in a school. A young lad was going through a challenging time, ended up needed somewhere to stay. He came and stayed with me, and he stayed for quite a while. Then he went back home, and then I had a break, and then I thought, you know, I really enjoy this. So I reapproached fostering, and then I started fostering again.
And you got two children of your own, so you waited until they'd grown up, and that's when you found, well, do you know what, I'd like to have children around the house again.
Oh, absolutely. Empty nest syndrome is a big thing. However, both my children, sort of, we all sat down as a family. They were grown up and they said, you know, we had a good childhood and actually you enjoy it, let's go for it. And they've been very, very supportive all the way through.
So how did you find the training?
The training was, at first, there was so much information, so much to learn. There was all different acronyms and things like that. Over time, you get to grips with it and you end up sort of understanding the language. It was quite difficult at times, realising what situations the children had come from and how you've got to manage that. There's always ongoing training. I've been doing it for years now, and I think next week I'm off to Scotland on a training session up there. So if there's an opportunity to train, we try to. And sometimes it can be specific to us for the children we may have.
So you feel very supported?
Oh, extremely supported.
And how many children have you fostered over the years?
I actually haven't got a number. I have had lots because I have two long-term, my beautiful children. And then I do emergency fostering, so they stay for very short amounts of time. I can remember all their names, but I don't remember numbers, but a fair amount.
Yeah, I like the fact that you remember the names and not the numbers. But obviously, I mean, you're saying you were a child in care yourself, so it must give you a much better understanding of how these children are feeling when they first come to you.
Do you know, it really does. When I see a child walk through my door, I see a look on their face that I remember having and thinking the smell was different, what was around. And it's almost that we connect because I feel they feel something as well, and I fully appreciate what that's like, and I feel I can go into the mode of what they may need, although every child is different and some children are tactile, some children don't want to talk. You have to gauge it as they come in. But however, a lot of children we have tend to want to stay, so it obviously hopefully works. Well, there are so many different varieties of fostering. People don't realise. For us, it was evolving. We said we'd do short term. Well, when we investigated short term, that was like 2 years. But by that time, your young people have settled. And sometimes you feel, actually, I want to be a long term carer. So we had a spare room. So we had two children starting long term. And of course, we just fell in love with them. And so now they're family. And they're long term foster carers or permanent, foster children. However, we had a third bedroom. We did what they called respite, which is like holiday care for when people go away or something like that. And then over that time, then we thought, oh, we don't mind taking children in the middle of the night. So then it became emergency care. So, you know, there are so many different ways. So there's so many varieties of foster caring.
And how do you help the children to move on?
Oh, that's a challenge. Well, hopefully the matches are good. So when it depends where they go. The outcomes is such a variety. Sometimes they go home and they're very excited. So, you know, it's all very positive and you work with that. Sometimes they're moving on to long-term foster carers. So, you know, we prepare them from the very beginning. Honesty, saying what is going to happen, keeping them fully informed. And actually, hopefully, most of them keep in touch, especially at the beginning when they first moved in, questions or nerves. They'll text me because I have a lot of teenagers, you know, and we still see each other. It is hard, the moving on, but I think being supportive, honest, doing life story work, I take a lot of pictures of what's happened here, so their memories aren't gone, and I try to ensure them they're still valued and were part of our family and still are in a way. I had a young girl come just for a few months when she was very young, and then she went to long-term carer. She's now an adult and she still keeps in contact, and I speak to her regularly, so that does happen as well.
Well, you can hear more from Cindy tomorrow at 8:50. And